Well, I'm here with Paul Ferber. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm very well, thanks. Sean, yourself?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm at the edge of my seat here because we're just a few days, really, from the election, 10 days. And the Hunter Biden stuff is the gift that just keeps on giving. You know, they've been just kind of trickling out the least damning stuff first, and then they seem to be getting to the more heavy stuff as day after day goes. Is there anything you want to say about the Hunter Biden situation?
Yeah, it's interesting. The media organization out of China seems to be they are an anti-CCP movement. And they've obviously been working closely with the Trump administration, in particular Rudy Giuliani. And they've got all this, they've got these three hard drives that they've managed to intercept. Now, as far as I understand, these hard drives were actually sent by the CCP to senior Democrat leaders, so Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the usual suspects, as threats to, you know, hey, guys, toe the line, you know, make sure Joe gets elected because we have all this on you. And somehow those drives were intercepted and a copy of them was given to Trump and Giuliani. And what he's been doing is leaking them out for maximum effect. I mean, I've been predicting for the last 6 months that the mother of all October surprises, you know, the Hillary emails or the Wiener laptop is going to drop. Actually, no, it's the Hunter Biden laptop. And yeah, this is a very careful drip, drip, as you say, of the damning information. The 4chan is on the case as usual. The Chans are all over this. I mean, this is classic stuff, you know, Hunter sex tapes and him molesting his 14-year-old niece. I mean, it's pretty horrible. But I think that is to prepare us for the really bad stuff, which will probably drop this week. The actual corruption is far worse than the, you know, the sex tape stuff. The fact that Joe and Hunter are balls deep in corruption with China and Kazakhstan, and, you know, they were accepting money to change policy, billions. Yeah, it's the death knell for the Biden campaign. Joe announced, well, the guy currently playing Joe on TV, he's not the real Joe, he's a lookalike. The guy who's currently presented to us as Joe announced, I think yesterday, that he would not be campaigning until the election. That's crazy. 9 days to go to the election, and the candidate is just going to sit in his basement from here until then. Yeah, that tells me the Dems have actually thrown up their arms, have given up completely. They don't have a campaign anymore. They don't have any credibility. And yeah, I think their campaign has been destroyed. What happens next is an interesting question. I don't know, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, if the deep state is saying, okay, we give up on Joe Biden winning fair and square, the question is, what's their next move? Today, I saw a website called DonaldTrump.watch, where there's a feed of data from the Federal Elections Commission of all Trump donors' addresses. And it's across like a geolocated map where anyone from Antifa can quickly put in a zip code and find all the Trump donors and target them, dox them, and be violent or burn their homes or whatever. So I'm just wondering, I'm sure that usually the deep state playbook is to create chaos, you know, and try to, you know, try to benefit from that chaos. So I'm just wondering what are they going to try to do? Because we already saw what it looks like when they have these protected district attorneys, these compromised district attorneys that protect Antifa. When they start, you know, doing mob violence.
Yeah, that list, that doxing of Trump supporters is a felony, in fact. Well, it's I tweeted about this the other day. I think it's 18 U.S. Code Section 241 makes it a felony to intimidate anyone, just to agree to intimidate or threaten or injure anyone who is exercising their rights as secured by the U.S. Constitution. And that includes freedom of speech. So these people at NBC who have been doxing Trump supporters and this list put up, yeah, that's 10 years in federal prison, or the death sentence if death results. I mean, it's very bad. I don't know what they think they're doing. So yeah, the doxing of Trump supporters and just the general support of Antifa by the mid-level blue bureaucracy is very dangerous. I think the Dems have given up on the election. What Big Dick Anon has hinted to us, and what Q hinted to us as well, is some kind of military coup. The Dems are going to try some kind of military coup against the incumbent administration. But all the guys who are planning it are already under surveillance for doing this. I mean, Trump has always been 10 steps ahead. So how that will kick off is unclear to me. I believe Big Dick Anon said, in fact, let me just pull up that exact post because it's quite important. He said, I'm just going to search for it here. He said that the Three Gorges Dam will collapse to lead the ship parade off. Taiwan and the U.S. are currently negotiating to recognize Taiwan as an independent country. Now, that of course, is a deep insult to China, a massive insult, that because Taiwan has always been Chinese territory. So for them, the Americans putting a wedge in between Taiwan and mainland China is just a provocation par excellence. What else does he say here? Indictments of key Obama administration officials and the Justice Department and FBI. Yeah, maybe. He's been promising that for over a year now, and I don't see it happening until possibly after the election. Unless Biden withdraws from the race because of dementia, it'll be revealed he's a pedo. Yeah, well, Hunter, we already know, is about to be revealed as a pedo. Will there be Joe sex tapes on those hard drives? Yeah, there could be. Flynn will reveal information showing Obama was not born in the U.S. Yeah, he was born in Germany. And Democrats will flip out and, with the assistance of several deep state military officials, will attempt an overthrow of the government in an attempt to prevent the election. So that's, yeah, there's a lot going on. China, I don't know if you saw Xi's speech from 2 days ago.
Very patriotic, like preparing for war.
Preparing people for war. Yeah, China is dead. The country only has about 18% arable land anyway, and that's all poisoned. So they've got no food and no means of growing it. Their water is about I think 20% of their water is potable. The rest is completely, poisoned or contaminated with something. So war is pretty much the only solution out of a situation like this. They've got masses of troops up on their northeastern border with Russia. And, of course, Russia has Russia has posted troops, to oppose them on their side of the border. They've been messing around with India in the Kashmir region and had their butts kicked there as well. The Indians are like currently the front line of China's invasion plans. And then there's all these rumors of Chinese troops, both north and south of the U.S. I mean, we're talking, the Vancouver area, just over the border with Washington State, Mexico, and now I saw something the other day. Maine was, there were large U.S. troop movements in Maine, including tanks and howitzers, to cope with something like that. I think it's entirely possible the Chinese will attempt an invasion of the mainland U.S. Of course, the media are saying nothing about this, which because they take money from China. That's their job, is to keep things under wraps. I think it's possible China is going to go absolutely nuts very shortly, as in before the end of the year, to try and salvage something from their current situation, which is utterly dire.
Yeah, if they're looking at a possible Three Gorges Dam, do you think the Three Gorges Dam breach would be like, okay, that's game over, or do you think that they would just say, okay, well, if that's what you're going to do to us, we're going to go out with a bang? And
yeah, I think the latter. I think you're right. I think, yeah, Three Gorges Dam collapsing is going to be utterly devastating. I don't know if you've seen, somebody put together a very cool animation showing that, you know, sort of 100 meter high wall of water traveling from, you know, from Zhejiang all the way to the coast. But, yeah, it's just going to, Wuhan will be underwater. All those cities along the way will just be wiped out. And what's under the dam is another question. I've seen theories that range from giant mutant piranhas to the literal gates of hell. You know, there's something under the dam that is going to be revealed, and it's going to be ugly. Whether, I mean, yeah, and the Chinese will, of course, then go out with a bang, and they will try. I think the first thing they're going to do is try and invade Taiwan. They've been buzzing Taiwan with their jets. They've been conducting military exercises right next to Taiwan. I mean, this is all classic preparation for war, if you read your history. When you have two armies opposing each other, a stone's throw away from each other, then it just takes one stupid move from one side to kick off a major conflict. And I think that's what will happen. Taiwan, though, is not idle. I mean, they have a number of nukes, which they've acquired from Israel over the last 20-odd years. And they've got submarines in the South China Sea. And if Beijing invades, Beijing will get glassed. You know, they've got four aimed at Z personally, I believe. So, yeah, things are getting interesting. BDA said it would be the next – he said about 20 days ago, he said the next 60 days are the most important in the history of mankind. So buckle up. So yeah, it's all about to happen.
Yeah, and you know, I do wonder how much of these are just possibilities, and if we can bring about a peaceful resolution. Because I know that's one way to handle a conflict is to prevent the conflict. You know, for example, we basically have a gun to China's head with the Three Gorges Dam, and we can say, hey, we won't detonate, you know, whatever technology to breach the dam if you stand down, or whatever, and they could choose to stand down. I feel like that's the same situation. The conflict with China is almost the same conflict that we have with the DNC in the United States. You know, the question is, are they going to accept the landslide win of the election, or are they going to try to go out with a bang also? I think either way, there's going to have to be military involved. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be like what Q has described from the beginning is, okay, the military is being deployed, stay in your home, stay calm, everything will be fine, like no big deal kind of thing. Like, it just is going to take a couple of days. That's how Q makes it sound. Q doesn't make it sound like, hey, prepare yourself, get your gun, you might have to join the fight. It's never been like that from the Q posts.
Yeah, that look, things are a bit fluid. I mean, yeah, I was just been rereading Q drops from 3 years ago today. Not quite. 29th October, I think. 28th, 29th. So it's coming up for the third anniversary of the first drops on 4chan. And it's in those days, of course, China hadn't unleashed a bioweapon on the world. So, yeah, things were somewhat different. I mean, you know, the geopolitics is slow and it's all horribly interconnected. So I like to remind myself of what BDA said. He said the dam kicking off is going to start a whole lot of things that will seem unrelated but are in fact very related. So I think, for instance, the media and the DNC taking money from China being destroyed is going to affect them almost immediately. So suddenly we'll see the media struggling and flailing around because the Three Gorges Dam has collapsed. See what I mean? Those don't look related, but in fact, they are very related. Yeah. You asked just now whether China is going to go out with a bang. Yes, unfortunately. They don't want to lose face. Their plans, I mean, the U.S. spied on Xi when he was when he went home via Alaska on his last official visit. And he wants Alaska, and he wants the whole West Coast of the United States. and they've been planning that for a very long time. How it's going to happen, or whether, you know, the people are going to have to arm themselves, that well-regulated militia are going to have to take up their arms and do something about it, is not clear to me now. I'm sure it will be made clear, and I'm sure it will be made clear via direct communication, you know, the emergency broadcast channels, the direct text messages to your mobile, things like that. It, you know, it's not going to go via the MSM. I mean, the MSM is now a joke. The New York Post is still censored from posting on Twitter. This is like the oldest continually publishing publication in the entire United States, and they can't post on Twitter because of, you know, big tech also takes money from China. Hello. The mainstream media, the biggest scandal in history about a presidential candidate, you know, that his son is a crackhead and a pedo, and that he is probably a crackhead and a pedo, is just being totally ignored by the mainstream media. They're just pretending it's not there.
Yeah, but by ignoring it, it's kind of the elephant in the room, where it becomes an even bigger deal, because now that's the only thing that the right is going to talk about. So Trump is going to continue to bring it up, and people are going to question and search for it, and it's the biggest story. So now Breitbart and all the other news organizations on the right are going to be like magnifying it. So yeah, it is curious to think what would happen if the puppet master is eliminated and then all of the strings are just kind of dangling with no one controlling them anymore. What's going on with the Big Dick Anon made contact with you and so forth?
Yeah, that's right. That was very interesting. It was about a week ago, I think. We were contacted by a guy who calls himself the Gatekeeper, who has contact with Big Dick Anon, and he said, "Okay, you two, so myself and Bernardo De La Paz, who's a guy from Washington State, so way up in the Pacific Northwest, he told us that we will be, somebody will be in touch with us to organize our trip to the Valley of the Blue Moon, where BDA is with his, you know, he's in there, and we'll get to see what goes on in the valley. So that's all very exciting. So,
So you're waiting to hear, or what?
Yeah, waiting to hear. Haven't heard anything yet. I think it might be before the dam goes. We got a message from him to say that the arc is shut, and that, I'll just pull it up here. The Valley of the Blue Moon is the ark that God will use to rebuild mankind. Everything that is beautiful about mankind is there and will be there when the planet is cleansed. His decision is final. The ark awaits the day of judgment, and it is near. China goes first. So, yeah, I think the dam is, according to BDA, the dam is directly a divine judgment from God. And we're to look out for signs in the sky both before and after it collapses. I don't know what to read into that, but we'll see when it does. I have a page open at the moment which has live updated earthquake activities from China. Yishang is in the center of this map here, which is where Three Gorges is. This is the USGS earthquake service. So as soon as I see like a 7 or an 8, you know, right in the middle of the map, then I know the dam is gone, because it won't survive that. It's in terrible shape at the moment. The water level is like, I think, 174 meters and rising. And anything over 180 meters means it'll just start spilling over and cracking the top. So the dam, you know, earthquake or not, the dam doesn't have long to go anyway. But it'll either be hit by, you know, the sort of earthquake death ray from above, or some kind of divine collapse. I'm not really sure how it's going to be done.
And then the thing that I imagine is the similar to the Iran nuclear facilities, is they have this technology to do like a targeted underground earthquake.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The Iran, if you look, it's interesting. You look at the patterns of the earthquakes before the Iran facilities were hit, you can see that they, the Earth, whoever, you know, however this is done, I think it's done from space, but I'm not 100% sure of that. The earthquake generating machine, that, you know, it's like a low frequency vibrational directed energy weapon, which disrupts tectonic plates. You can see them grouping a bunch of shots just to nudge the plate around Iran into the right place. And then there's a week of quiet, and then boom, there's all these like 4.5s and 5.5s right beneath the facilities. And I've seen the same thing with China. I've been watching the quake patterns for quite a few, well, a couple of months now, since July, since BDA started posting about the dam. And again, you can see the ranging shots of the earthquake machine on the plates, and you can see them just lining it up for the big one. And there's been nothing for a week now on China. So the tension in the plates must be building up to phenomenal proportions. Yeah, I'm expecting a big one, like an 8, but it doesn't, the dam doesn't need an 8 to go. It just needs a 5 or a 6 right underneath it, and it'll be history. No dam can survive that, let alone one which is just like completely eaten away from the inside by all the leaking that's going on.
Right. I mean, something that my mind keeps going to is how Donald Trump has been able to avoid war for 3.5-4 years now. Mm. He always seems to take the path of showing strength, yeah, and yet negotiating behind the scenes. He's avoided war with North Korea, with Iran, yeah, Syria, yeah, you know, all of those situations. Kosovo, sure. You know, yeah, there's all kinds of countries joining the Abraham Accords in the Middle East.
The Arab world is lining up to make peace deals with Israel and each other. It's brilliant. And I think you're absolutely right. That's what Trump did. He showed tremendous force. But ultimately, he's a deal maker, man. The art of the deal. Come on, guys, let's make a deal. Let's work together here. Let's build right stuff.
And maybe that's a way for China to save face, you know. That's my dream. That's, yeah, my hope that they would choose a nonviolent path.
Yeah. Unfortunately not. They're too far gone. And he, Trump, if you look carefully at his actions in the beginning of Corona Chan and the epidemic, he actually reached out to Z a lot and said, you know, I'm impressed with what you're doing. He said that publicly, you know, need to work with you, need to do something. But unfortunately, the CCP will never admit that they, A, made the virus, and B, then deliberately infected the world with it, so they wouldn't go down alone.
Well, and Trump is not giving up on the rhetoric right now that the coronavirus, yeah, is, yeah, China's fault. He keeps repeating it over and over again. He says, yeah, directly to the American people, this is not your fault. This is China's, yeah, fault. Remember, yeah, that. And so he's preparing the public consciousness for China to, yeah, be liable for this entire situation, legally, financially, and possibly politically with war.
Yeah, there's a case to be made that the US has been at war with China since this time last year, when the Wuhan lab. So the accidental release of Corona Chan was on about, I think, either the 5th or the 6th of October 2019. It was a truck accident. There's a fascinating piece of evidence from cell phone metadata, which shows that the Wuhan lab was there was a whole, you know, it was normal activity, and then suddenly for like I think 3 or 4 days, there's a whole lot of activity around the river where the truck crashed, and then that whole area is cordoned off and shut down, and then on the 25th of October, some guy comes back to check out the lab, and then again, it's locked down again. So that tells me that the truck accident, which released the virus, was indeed early October. But then the World Military Games was held in Wuhan on the 25th. So China decided that this accident is bad, but no, we're going to infect all the world's military with Corona-chan. And then, of course, the rest is history. You know, by late January, people were dropping dead in the streets of Wuhan from their infections. We haven't got there yet because, A, the West moved very quickly to mitigate the effects. But also it's genetically targeted at Asian people. I mean, they were going to inoculate their own population first and then release it as part of a, you know, whatever their plans for biological warfare were. So Asian people are very targeted by this. But it's been an impossible thing to study in general. I mean, my wife has been on the front line of corona in South Africa since March. And she's shown me like infection patterns which vary by street. So like everyone on one side of the street will get it and everyone on the other side won't because of different taxi routes. It's fascinating. This thing depends on population density, race, age, genetics, water quality, medical conditions, hygiene, how many Chinese people were in your community. It's been absolutely impossible to study as, you know, as an infection of the world because it's so local. I mean, I see a lot of my friends on Twitter complaining that, you know, they think that just because like the local hospital are corrupt, it means that corona isn't real. That doesn't follow, guys. Go and ask New York City or Ecuador or, you know, the northern Italy where the corona was absolutely devastating and then get back to me because, of course, it was. But some, you know, some states, I'm thinking South Dakota, that was an excellent response. You know, masks outside, distancing, but we're not going to shut businesses down. You know, they coped. That governor there, that lady who's the governor, I can't remember her name offhand, that was a superb response to the crisis, to deal with it, but also not to cripple people, you know, not to make sure that the economy gets destroyed as well, as has happened in South Africa. I mean, we've been devastated by this.
Yeah, virus. I mean, if you look at the deep states, you know, their philosophy going back, you know, stuff that I've read since Darwin, you know, that's part of their whole deal is they want to do population control. They want to get rid of the weak. They want to get rid of the people with the comorbidities and the old people and everything. And it's like, that's Nazism. They subscribe to the eugenics and stuff as well. So that's who's really suffering from this disease, at least in the West, is the elderly and the people with the comorbidities.
Mm.
And yeah, that's by design.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no doubt that the cult that runs the world had their own pandemic planned for this year. If you look at the predictive programming, song lyrics, movie themes, and things like that, they had something planned for this year that they were going to release on the West. They were going to, there's a that fascinating meeting transcription of a guy who is invited to a meeting of them by mistake in 2005, where he talked about you know, their plans were China catching a cold, war, limited nuclear war between Iran and Israel, ceasefire, then a pandemic, a massive crackdown on civil liberties in the West, which we're seeing now, in fact. I mean, the whole masks and economies shutting down and people being told what to do, absolutely. Everyone's at breaking point in terms of, you know, Western governments' responses to this crisis. And then, a full-blown nuclear war, because, of course, President Hillary Clinton would have been stirring up war with North Korea and Iran, and they would have nuked the world, and then the final cataclysm would have been Yellowstone. So, yeah, their plans were foiled, of course, by the owls and Q in December 2017. But you can see because these sick, evil bastards are very rigid and their plans are made decades in advance. They don't know how to adapt and move and, you know, treat the changing face of the battlefield with anything but what they planned years ago. So you can see them kind of jump at the pandemic. You could see they were ready for the pandemic. And after kind of a little bit of, we didn't expect this, then immediately the plans to the lockdowns and all that stuff was rolled out and a kind of ham-handed approach to it. And, you can tell that was planned ages ago. I mean, Bill Gates and his events in, it was this time last year, it was October 2019, where they did a pandemic simulation against the West. Yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
Yeah, you know, something interesting about QAnon is that Q has been giving us an understanding of the personality profile of the deep state. This idea of narcissism and projection, blaming the other side for the crimes that you yourself have committed. Yeah. And they do seem like they just always take the bait if it fits their personality profile, you know. If Trump, if he knows that the deep state's angle is to call him a racist, he'll purposefully talk about rats in inner city Baltimore. And then they're like, oh, you're so racist. And then he proves that he wasn't shortly thereafter, you know, and they just always take the bait every single time because they're kind of painted into a corner with their own strategy that they're locked into.
Yeah, accuse yourself of accuse the other side of that which you yourselves are guilty is straight out of Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, which is their Bible and has been since it was written in the late 60s, I think. Yeah, and again, a useful book to understand in the left is, there's a couple of ones by Vox Day, who's a good guy. I've dealt with him quite a bit. I think SJWs always lie. And Corporate Cancer are both very good books, which explain how the attitudes of the left, their hypocrisy, their desperate need to cling to a narrative, and their just radical ideology affect the workplace today in the West, and how you can fight it, and you can very effectively. And he has; he's inspirational that way. I got a programming job offer the other day, and I thought, yeah, really? Do I really want to go to an interview with some woman in her mid-20s that's going to scroll through my social media and say, ew, he's a conservative. We can't hire him. I mean, this is a reality for so many working people these days is, no, if your social media shows that you're even vaguely conservative leaning, yeah, you can forget about being hired. So, yeah.
Right. Good point.
Fight them, man. This is really platforms. Fight them.
Yeah. We're really being forced to. I've been kicked off of Patreon and YouTube and everything. And so we're being forced to become more independent. But I believe that there will be justice for big tech. And that should affect patriots who have been affected by this purge. It's interesting how the Q has taught me a lot about the psychopathic personality profile of the deep state. And it seems like all of their strategy is based on understanding that personality profile. And they're always five steps ahead. They're always setting traps, and they're falling for it every single time. Q has told us, well, first they're going to try Russian collusion, then they're going to try impeachment, then they're going to try this. It's like they already know all this stuff.
Yeah,
and exactly. So we're getting to the climax of this whole story.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting, actually, to see. And because of my particular personality type, I'm much more interested in being right than being rich, for instance. I'm not particularly interested in money and whatever. So vindication for a lot of investigative people and truthers and Q followers is coming soon. I mean, already... So what have we had for the last X number of weeks? I mean, I'm sure you've noticed my name being plastered all over the global media as being the originator of Q. Yeah, right. I got an email this morning from some guy who wants to make a documentary for the mainstream media about the origins of Q. Just no, I don't talk to the media.
It's so funny. They chose you. Yeah. It's like...
Come on, man. I mean, yeah, right. I had a full-time job in the wrong time zone, and I filled 4chan poll to the tune of about, 600 threads before 4chan was practically DDoSed off the internet by the clown's data center in Henderson, Nevada. Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
well, they have to choose.
Always be the mainstream media.
this is part of the left's playbook, is they always go after the messenger instead of the message. Yeah, yeah. Like they're right now, like the Borat movie has been timed perfectly because they have some embarrassing scene of Rudy Giuliani.
He was fixing his trousers, man. Anyone with a half a brain can see that. If all the left have is Borat 2, then they're in dire straits right now.
But that's exactly what they try to do. Like there's a guy, an executive at Citibank who made the most popular QAnon aggregator, QMap.pub. And they doxed him.
Yeah, they doxed him. He got fired. Yeah, again and again, this is out of Alinsky. This is out of Rules for Radical. You isolate the target, freeze it, polarize it, concentrate all your efforts on it. Yeah, and again, that sort of thing is a felony. The man was exercising his freedom of speech. He wasn't calling for violence because Q has never called for violence. Just the opposite, in fact, restraint. Right. Have patience, have faith, research, do things for yourself. It's got nothing to do with violence whatsoever. Yeah, so there are a few crazies who do stupid things. Out of a movement of how many tens of millions of Q followers are there around the world? Yeah. So less than 0.0001% people are crazy. Oh, yeah, hello. Unlike the entire left, who are all psychopaths and crazy. And not,
yeah, if you compare the incidents with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, there's just no comparison with the records of violence. Well, thank you for joining me today, Paul. Things are heating up here. I really want to talk to you as we get closer to the election, so I'm going to reach out to you again.
Well, hey, I'm here, and I finished my book on Q, so I've got lots more free time. Well, not really, but... Yeah.
So what's your plan with the book? Are you releasing it?
I emailed the guy, the editor. I've said, hey, it's done. I haven't heard back from him. He's very busy. I'm probably going to just send him a zip file. The title I thought is "You Evil Sick Bastards Are Stupid." How President Trump's secret war against the elites was leaked online. So actually, the book is about Q. But it's there's actually a lot more in there. There's the whole buildup from July 2016 with FBI and on, and the abduction of Julian Assange and Pizzagate, and then in 2017 the early days with Megaanon and various other leaks that happened, and then I saw this weird post on 4chan, that Hillary Clinton was going to be detained. And I thought, that's interesting. And then of course the rest is history. So yeah, that is done. And it's 23 chapters, 60,000 words. And I'm actually very happy with it. If the editor is not interested, I'll probably just put it online for free so that everyone can read it for themselves and tell me what they think.
Nice. Well, thank you, Paul. I'm going to put your Twitter in the description so people can follow you. Check out the searchable database of the Big Dickanon, that you have on paulferber.net. And thank you for your time today.
Pleasure, man. Good to chat to you as always. Bye.